closer than I've ever felt before. And I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now.
Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Israel. He met with Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Herzog. He again talked about the need for a ceasefire to free remaining hostages after the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar.
I believe very much that the death of Sinwar does create an important opportunity to bring the hostages home, to bring the war to an end, and to ensure Israel's security.
It's 2 weeks from Election Day. Early voting numbers are showing Republicans doing better than in years past, with more registered Republicans voting early, cutting into Democratic margins in places like Nevada. Officials in Buncombe County, North Carolina, say they overcounted the number of deaths from Hurricane Helene by as many as 30 people. They had previously reported 72, but are now using the state tally of 42. Air taxis a step closer to reality after the FAA issued guidance for operation and training. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is making her pitch to Wisconsin conservatives and independents with the help of Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
For us to get back to a time where we are actually having policy debates and discussions and disagreements, we have to protect what undergirds all of this. And what undergirds all of it is the Constitution.
Cheney joined the Democratic vice president at a campaign event last night in Brookfield.
The notion that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down is just wrongheaded.
Both of them say Donald Trump's promise to terminate the Constitution makes him unfit to be president. The Wisconsin Army National Guard met its annual recruiting target this year. That's the first time in 7 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, November 1st, at 7 p.m. through to 9:40 p.m., the Northwoods Players invite you out to the Phillips High School to attend their fall play, Pride and Prejudice. This romantic comedy is full of laughs and is appropriate for all ages. The nonstop wit and interesting characters make for an enjoyable evening. Come and support your local theater. Once again, this is happening Friday, November 1st at 7 p.m. at the Phillips High School, and will also be happening Saturday, November 2nd at 7 p.m., and Sunday, November 3rd at 2 p.m. But before that, on Wednesday, October 30th at 5 p.m., Ridge Runners in Butternut is having their Oktoberfest dinner event. There will be a four-course specialty menu with German wines and beer available. The bar is opening at 4 p.m. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet in Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks open the NBA season tomorrow night on the road against the 76ers. Chris Middleton still rehabbing after surgery on both his ankles. Doc Rivers asked if he'd first like to see Middleton practice before he plays.
It would help, but I'm just going to play it by ear. You know, Chris has proven to me over the last year that when he comes back, he was 100% ready and he had no practices. So there are guys like that. I would say he'd be one of them. Would I like him to practice a couple times? For sure.
NFL, the Packers have the off before preparing to play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. College football, Wisconsin hosts number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on Penn State's offense.
Part of their plan is to give enough exotic, crazy looks to get guys' heads spinning, to get them thinking rather than playing fast. Our strength the last couple weeks has been how fast we've played.
That's Badgers coach Mike Tressel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
What a day for Packers punter Daniel Whalen on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott. He punted the ball 5 times for a 56.8-yard average and a long of 66. Aside from Brandon McManus booting the game-winning 45-yard field goal, it was Whalen who made the special teams difference, much like most of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur said Whalen is the best punter he's seen.
He obviously kicks it a long way, but just the hang time too, because some guys will kick it far and they're going to outkick their coverage. But I thought our guys, our Flyers, did an outstanding job winning their one-on-one battles just to negate big return opportunities.
Packers made a roster move yesterday, releasing long snapper Matt Orzech and returning defensive lineman Jonathan Ford from the injured reserve list. More is coming as Orzech is expected to return to the roster to handle long snap duties at Jacksonville on Sunday. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Everybody has their own thing. That includes safety Evan Williams. He said he's never experienced a game-ending kick scenario like the one on Sunday, so he didn't know what to do. His answer was to watch the fans.
Back to the field, not even looking, just completely facing our bench, looking at everybody in the crowd, seeing their reaction. They're all like, don't worry. But it was a great moment.
I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Still comfortably warm today with high temperatures reaching 70 degrees as winds out of the south still whip up a high fire danger. Good news is we have chances for scattered showers moving in overnight. But as the winds shift out of the north, it's going to suppress our highs tomorrow to just the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Talk about growing old and pink houses. Yeah, we might be a candle in the wind, but let's pretend we're brown-eyed girls, sweet Caroline. Free fall of small town Saturday night. Before you lose that loving feeling, let's go dancing on the ceiling. Keep on living that teenage dream. Paradise City where the grass is green. Pretty soon you'll be always on my mind. That's a song for another time. Let's sing brown-eyed girls, sweet Caroline. Free fall of small town Saturday night. Before you lose that loving feeling, let's go dancing on the ceiling. Keep on living that teenage dream. Paradise City where the grass is green. Pretty soon I'll be so lonesome I could cry. That's a song for another time. Yeah, that's a song for another time. Song for another time.
Free fall,
smoke
till Saturday night.
Well, that's a song for another time.
98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You'll be trying to love her, but you'll leave.
On at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
And I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Well, early this morning it dawned on me, the kind of man she needed me to be. She made a list and laid it there beside me on the bed. Now what I should have done keeps running through my head. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it
It's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Last night I came home at a quarter till three, and to my surprise she wasn't mad at me. I thought she'd finally realize not to worry, I'd be home. And then I realized this morning she was gone. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd have never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
Mark Chestnut here on 98Q Country. It's a little too late. Finishing off that five in a row, we have every start of the hour here on WCQM. Of course, top of the hour weather, top of the hour news, but at 3 o'clock, it was also the Title Town Report. Good insight into Packer football, brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar. Before 3 o'clock, I was mentioning that we'll be talking heavily about the fundraiser for Catkins. For those who might not be able to catch it after 5, I'm going to be doing a deep dive into what's going on that day, as well as the Backyard Barbecue Contest, like I did yesterday. A little bit of a sneak peek for those who could only catch it now. Head online to 98qcountry.com. Find the Catkins fundraiser tab. You'll see that there are already pictures of most of the items. We're still kind of cataloging things and getting some pictures up, so don't panic if you don't see a picture. You should soon, but feel free to call 715-762-3221. Give us your name, phone number, I expect, and the item and amount for your bid. Item by number, please. You'll see that every item does have a number label on it. And like I said a bit ago, a lot of these items have very similar or overlapping descriptions. The numbers will help us and help you keep things sorted so that we don't accidentally put your bid on the wrong item. We're all humans here at 98Q Country, and I'm not an especially smart one, so I need all the help you can give me. Give us the numbers, please. But like I said, you can do that by calling 715-762-3221. I almost just tipped over there. I'm not quite sure what happened. My breath kind of caught. It felt really weird. But you could also, strictly speaking, email us or text us. I would just say try to call primarily, simply because if you don't speak to a person, like if these come in overnight, it could get confusing if multiple people try to bid on the same thing. So if you do have to do that outside of hours, please make a call after 8 o'clock the following day so that you can double check that your bid was received and applied to the correct item. That said, it's Packers o'clock here at 98Q Country, and I've kind of accumulated a pile of tidbits for you on this beautiful Tuesday. Of course, barring more injury news, it's a lot of quiet speculation about what's coming. It's midweek, that's how it goes, so I've just gone through and grabbed a lot of small pieces of info. For example, many of you may have seen Joe Mixon's failed attempt to Lambeau Leap this past Sunday after the Texans running back scored 6 for Houston, most likely because he was blocked from doing so by a Packers fan in some exceptionally loud overalls. I saw a few jokes that we should sign the guy because he was the only one to stop Joe Mixon on Sunday, and well, that's not far from true. I did find out that the fan was ejected for his actions, and I found competing and conflicting reports on whether he's going to be allowed back in the stadium. So while it was nice to see somebody stop Joe on Sunday, he won't be in Lambeau again anytime soon, I don't think. Removed from the stadium and all that. Here's another little tidbit, at least true until last night. Jordan Love was tied for the lead in passing touchdowns. That tie was with Baker Mayfield, but Baker did it in six games, what Love managed in only five. Now, Baker played last night and threw three touchdowns, so it's no longer true. Baker is now in the lead with 18 touchdowns to Love's 15. But Baker is averaging three touchdowns a game versus Love's 3.75. So while Love is now number two in the total touchdown list, he is alone in that spot, and he's done it in two fewer games than pretty much anybody else on the list. More football info after a check of the weather from the Civic Media weather team and some great country music. We'll actually be bringing you another six in a row. Coming up here next on 98Q, check of the weather, Darius Rucker, Sugarland. I'll say hi a couple more times before we dive into more Packers at 4 o'clock here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM on the radio dial, and free anytime through the Civic Media app.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
For reliable auto service, visit Jay's Automotive on Highway 13 in Park Falls. From tires to transmissions, their ASE certified technicians handle it all. With almost a decade of trusted service, they offer quality repairs at affordable prices. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, with towing available. Jay's Automotive. They'll get you back on the road.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican Night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some showers around tonight with a mostly cloudy sky, a little breezy at times, and colder with lows in the mid-30s. And not as warm for tomorrow, a gradual clearing, highs only in the mid-50s. Shower chances return on Thursday, high upper 50s. Currently it's 72 degrees.
98Q Country.
Dance to a dashboard, singing R.E.M. under summer stars. Never lean back on a jet black Chevy, blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl, and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well, but we can make that change. When was the last time you did something for the first? Baby, something new is what you need. Like a real night, let your head down, feel alive. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Say you never drank from the bottle of some $2 wine, run barefoot through the mud. Never had the right kiss stolen from your lips while you watch the sun go up. Well, I know your friends are watching and they probably disapprove. But give me just half a chance, girl, I'm daring you. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Yeah, let yourself go. Follow that feeling, a baby, something new is what you're needing. Like a real night, let your head down, feel alive, alive. When was the last time, oh, you did something for the first time, girl? Tell me, baby.
Morning, afternoon.
Gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Makes the afternoon fly by.
Today's best country. All afternoon.
98Q Country.
I don't wanna get up, baby. Let's turn off the phone. I don't wanna go to work today or even put my makeup on.
KQ Country.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey. I ought to get my money back. Someone said it drowns a memory. Shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling out of too hard to feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth. Yeah, I need something you prove. Oh, I need something. Something that does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100. Feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth. Yeah, I need something you prove. Oh, I need something you prove. Something wrong, 'cause I've been working hard to fade your memory, baby, but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's a hard truth.
That's Morgan Wallen here on 98Q Country with You Proof in the middle of 6 in a row. I'll be chatting with you again in a couple minutes. We've been talking football, and we're going to take a deeper look than you probably want to at the Lions. Why? Find out in a few minutes after this one from Martina McBride. Here's I Love You on 98Q Country.
The sun is shining every day. Clouds never get in the way for you.
Connect.
someone.
I'ma need some whiskey glasses.
Or getting ready to party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
Got that little tattoo playing Peaky Boo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do. Clock sings, it goes bang, 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 while it ring, ring, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink.
Seen you in forever. Oh, you haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star. In that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love. For the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And in a way, seeing you like this, I guess it never really did. And we sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups, 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. Just don't happen twice.
Kenny Chesney here on WCQM. That one was Don't Happen Twice. Of course, it's between 3 and 4. That means we're in prime football territory. Been talking a lot of Packers, as is usually the case, but I ended up stumbling into a lot of info about the Lions and what's kind of turning into a scarily historic season from one of our divisional opponents. I've brought tidbits, short stats, slightly cherry-picked info, all of it heavily biased to share as we talk Packers in the NFL. Here's a scary one. The 2024 Lions are the only team since the merger, 1970, for those who are less familiar with that merger thing, that's 54 years ago now. The 2024 Lions, the only team in 54 years to have more offensive touchdowns than incompletions in a four-game span. Just going to pause. Let that sink in a little bit. Offensive touchdowns, we're not counting defensive touchdowns, but on any given play, it's more likely, if it's a pass, that they score a touchdown than have somebody drop the ball or otherwise. That's insane. Scary for the Packers, to say the least, but I can hear those of you in light blue celebrating, even from here. Seriously, though, Goff has thrown 15 incompletions in the last four games, while the Lions offense has 18 touchdowns. That's an incredible stretch, and I hope it ends ASAP. As long as we're talking Lions, they're 5-1 for the second year in a row. The last time they were 5-1 in consecutive seasons? 1934, 90 years ago. And if you somehow still cling to hopes that Dan Campbell isn't a great coach over there in Detroit, well, he started 4-19-1. 4 wins, 19 losses, 1 tie. Since then, he's 27-9. Here's the cherry on top. The Lions haven't lost consecutive games since just shy of 2 years ago, October of 2022. Look out for the Lions, especially after they knocked off the previously undefeated Vikings on Sunday. This division is already a bloodbath. I don't see it improving, and it means a lot of great football, hopefully for a few years to come. I feel like maybe 2 or 3 years of this level of football in the NFC North might actually even be sustainable, because there's a lot of rookies on rosters. But rookies eventually get older and get expensive, so we'll see how long this can last. More football after 4 o'clock here on 98Q Country. Bunch of country music coming right now, starting with Jordan Davis. And next thing you know, top of the hour news at 4 on WCQM.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just praying she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you're sunburned on a honeymoon beach, and you
Left hand's getting used to that rain, and there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death, 'cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, Dad, and nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been, with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. 'Cause next thing you know, got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 2 weeks from Election Day, presidential campaigns fanning out to battleground states across the country. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance